This is Mary from Real Baby Milk, and I'm here with Stephanie Hurd, infant feeding coordinator and health visitor in Cornwall. Today we're having a chat about the Bump to Baby programme, which is the most recent antenatal programme in Cornwall. Hello, Steph.
Hi, Mary.
What do you see as a good way that a peer supporter could be involved in the Bump to Baby programme?
Well, we have a new programme of antenatal education that builds on the strengths of our previous programme and helps us to deliver something that's effective for parents-to-be. And we do really want peer supporters to be involved in that delivery, but we don't want it to be an obligation on the peer supporters. We want it to be something that they join with the health visitors, with children's centre workers, with the midwives. So it's really a joint effort. Ways of getting involved, it's a three-week programme. The first week is about health and well-being in pregnancy and family life. The second week is about labour and birth. And the third week is about feeding and caring for the baby. And so it's the third week that we'd really like peer supporters to be involved in. Ways of getting involved, it would be lovely if peer supporters are invited by their children's centre staff to get involved with week three of Bump to Baby. But if an invitation isn't forthcoming, then we really encourage peer supporters who want to be involved to approach a children's centre. The children's centres are the hosts of all of the Bump to Baby sessions across the whole county. And the children's centre workers are the kind of golden thread that runs through all three of the sessions. So that would be the place to go to ask about getting involved, would be to approach the children's centre that hosts your peer support group and ask them when, where they're also hosting the Bump to Baby sessions.
Okay.
So the kind of things that we would hope that peer supporters would be able to do within the session. So again, I repeat this, the session three, which is about feeding and caring for your baby. Mm-hmm. It's not the breastfeeding session. It's absolutely about feeding and caring for the baby, so it is for everybody. I think if we call it a breastfeeding session, some people will think, oh, I'm not sure that that's for me. And also for the dads-to-be, sometimes they're a bit inhibited from coming if you call it a breastfeeding session. Mm-hmm. And it's not solely about breastfeeding, so that's why it's called feeding and caring for your baby, and everybody needs to know about that. So that's the session we want people to be involved in. And it's a really very straightforward format that the sessions run now. So session one and three are run by a health visitor and a children's centre worker. And both of those sessions run around a presentation. There's actually a PowerPoint presentation with slides, bullet points, pictures that the parents-to-be can look at while the content is being delivered. So that is much more directive as to keeping the content consistent across the whole county. So it actually is quite directive of what we would like for peer supporters to do, because we know that in the past it's been quite variable. In some parts of the county, peer supporters have been doing a lot of antenatal education, and in some parts of the county peer supporters haven't been involved at all. So we think it's quite important to make it the same whether you're in Penzance or Bude, or at least consistent whether you're in either of those places. So within the presentation for week three, there's one particular section which is about kind of life with a new baby, and we think that really plays to the strengths of peer supporters. So if a peer supporter wants to be involved in week three, their input would be introducing themselves at the start of the session, talking about what a peer supporter is, and talking about the group that they support at, and encourage people to come along before their baby is born or after their baby is born. And then in the second half of the session, there is this section about life with a new baby, and it includes things like looking after baby responsively and actually what that's like. That's the kind of thing that in our experience parents-to-be want to hear from a peer supporter, is what is it actually like to have a baby, and what is it like to try and meet their needs, and how does that feel, and how do you make time for yourself, and how do you work that out within your other relationships? So that's something in that section for peer supporters to do. There's a bit in that section about feeding the baby out and about, and again, brilliant opportunity for peer supporters. It's something that parents-to-be really worry about. What if I'm out somewhere and the baby needs to breastfeed? And that can actually put people off starting breastfeeding, because they think, well, how will I deal with that? I don't know what to do. So by being proactive, we'll be offering that information whether there's a peer supporter there or not. But if there's a peer supporter there, that's a brilliant opportunity for them to, again, play to their strengths and talk about the experiences they've had. There's also within that section a part about carrying a baby in a sling, and some of our peer supporters are sling trained as well. If you're sling trained, that's something that you can have input to. And there is also further information in that little section about being a family, involving dads, involving other family members, and again that's something that we hope that peer supporters will be able to describe to parents to be.
Sometimes at peer support groups, mums express that they didn't find out in antenatal education that it was going to be hard. No one ever said it's going to be hard, it's going to be really difficult, it's really, and it does hurt some women.
Okay.
So is that something that you suggest peer supporters should maybe mention or should be discussed?
I think you have to be realistic. You have to be realistic, you have to be truthful. However, I don't think it's helpful to focus on breastfeeding as being really hard. I think it's quite helpful to point out that being a parent is really hard. Every aspect of parenting is really hard, and breastfeeding is one part of that. Bottle feeding a baby is really hard. Changing the millionth nappy, yeah, it's really hard. Getting up in the middle of the night for the 100,000th time, it's really hard. And I think that's something, when I say it's important to be realistic and truthful, I think that's something that parents to be look to peer supporters to talk about. I don't think it's helpful to focus on the breastfeeding as being the hard thing. Because sometimes the breastfeeding is the easy thing, and the other things are really, really hard. You know, everybody is different. So I think it's important to be realistic and not pretend that when you have a baby, it's going to be plain sailing and everything's going to be a marvellous pleasure, because for lots of people, everything isn't plain sailing, whether that's the feeding or whether it's other aspects of care. So I think it's important to be realistic in that way, but I do think it's really important not to focus on it's breastfeeding that's really hard, it's breastfeeding that might be painful, it's breastfeeding that's going to be your major challenge, because that's just not the case for lots of people. So I think it's focus on the positive, and be realistic with a description about life with a new baby.
And being able to respond to the baby is tricky.
But caring for a baby in responsive ways.
All in all.
Yes.
As a whole, yeah.
Yeah, caring for a baby responsibly is really hard. Mm-hmm. Caring for a baby however you care for it is really hard. And it's helping parents to see that that's the case, but that from your experience as a peer supporter, I hope people will be able to say, yes, it's really hard, but it's really, really worth it, because you love your baby, you want to do the right thing by them, and sometimes when it feels really hard, the reward is just there in the baby, and helping parents to see that and look forward to that.
Yeah.
That, yeah, it's really, really hard, but it's not hard in the way that anything else is, because the reward is so great, because the love of the baby and the love for the baby is so immense.
Thank you, that's really useful information.
Thank you,
Mary. Hopefully talk again soon.
Hope so.